This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Wattley on KLZ 560.
And good afternoon, everybody. Dan Muir in for Scott Wattley. Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. If you don't know me, I am the co-host of Rush to Reason, and you can catch me and John Rush every weekday afternoon starting right here at 3 o'clock. And this is the special edition of Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers, and he is the chief cook and bottle washer over at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Wouldn't you say that's right?
The babysitter or the janitor. Pick one of those
the
two.
Babysitter or the janitor.
That's just how it works.
I get it. I totally get it. And before we introduce Greg over here, Kurt, I'd like to talk about kind of what we talked about yesterday on Rush to Reason. And, you know, what do you look for when comparing brokers? What are some of the things that you look for?
And we talked a little bit about this. Just some of the things that are pretty basic when you're comparing one broker with another. When you're doing your loan, there's three basic factors: the loan, the payment, and the cash you're getting back or the cash you're paying. For example, on a purchase, how much money you would pay. On a refinance, how much cash you're going to get back. If two of the three of those are the same at the broker and the third one's different, there's a reason for the third one to be different. For example, if the loan amount's the same but the payment's different, that either has to be because the rate's higher or lower, or if the cash is different, it's either because there's closing costs are higher than lower. You'll be able to indicate real quick which one's costing you more. Now, sometimes paying a little bit here does a better benefit there. For example, you may bring less cash to the close but pay a little bit higher payment. What you do is determine if that's beneficial to you.
Yeah, that could possibly help your current cash flow.
Yeah. For example, for every eighth of a point it goes up, it changes your payment about $26. Well, if that's a difference of, let's say, $1,800 or $2,000, divide the 26 into the 2,000. How long does it take to get even? Are you going to be in the house longer than that? Then, yeah, pay the higher rate, take the cash.
Yeah.
It's a benefit.
Yep.
It kind of tells you, but those are the three basic areas that when I'm, you know, people are shopping, I say, well, make sure all three of these match, because you can hide numbers real easy in a mortgage. But these three are the basics. This is the nucleus of how everything works off of.
So that'll pretty much expose whatever's in there.
Yeah, if somebody's saying, well, I've got this great, and make sure that when you're comparing the numbers, if one guy says our closing cost is $4,000, does that include the escrows? Does it not include the escrows? Because some people will try to say, here's all the fees, but not include your escrows because they don't want to count them as fees. So it's okay. Kind of a way to get around it.
Got it.
So there's little things like that, but those are the three basic ones: payment, loan amount, cash back, or cash that I have to bring.
Now, Kurt, what I like about you is that you're a good guy.
It's because I'm younger than you?
Yeah.
Not.
You probably feel younger. And, you know, let's say I've just tuned in. I'm just listening right now. And let's say I've got these offers from other mortgage companies. And I just heard Kurt. Would Kurt be upset if I brought these into Kurt and said, hey, what should I do here? No. And that would also give you an opportunity to say, hey, I might be able to do X, right?
If I can help you, I will. If I can't, I'll tell you that's a good program. There are lenders out there. There are certain credit unions and banks that can do certain things for people that are with them that most people can't compete with. But there's a big Veterans Administration people that advertise for VA loans. And I got a call the other day about a customer that wanted to do a VA loan, and I ran my numbers and told him. Well, the company he went to told him that nobody could beat their price, period, or they'd give him $1,000. Well, my rate was considerably lower with my fees being less, and they told him that I'd probably be out of business in 6 months and not to trust me. And I just explained to him, I said, well, and I opened a company in 2001, 2008, there were 82% of the people in this business left. I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. It's okay. And even if I do go somewhere, your loan's sold to somebody else and it's going to be fine. So it's not going to hurt you. So he chose to do the loan, and they ended up paying him $1,000.
Sweet.
So he really did well.
Okay, so here, gang, that's what you need to do is you need to, if you've got some, proposals out there, some loan offers out there, run them by Kurt. Maybe he can help you out, maybe not, but at least he'll be able to tell you for sure if you're getting a good deal. And Kurt's number is 720-895-0500, or check him out online by going to aimortgage.net.
Before we get to Greg, I was talking to you, you and I were talking the other day that we had heard that there were bears up in Montana. And we kind of both looked at each other and said, Scott's not going to be here.
He's gone. Nope, Scott's gone. Scott's missing in action.
Yeah. And he calls me up. He says, well, Dan's going to help me out next Tuesday. He said, because there's Big Bear in Montana.
There's a Big Bear with his name on it.
So that's where he had it. He said, I'm not going to get one unless it's a big bear. Yeah. I said, how big is you? He said, bigger than me.
Wow. That's big. That's a big
pretty
bear.
Pretty good size bear.
That's a good size bear. And happy hunting, Mr. Watley.
Yes.
So good luck. All right, Kirk, go ahead and introduce our guest.
Our guest is, he's been on the show numerous times. He's the man that I send most of my clients to for insurance for all different types, not just homeowners, but car and health insurance. It's Greg Lackey. Greg, nice to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate it.
And for those that don't know who you are, give them a little history about you and where you work and what you do.
Well, I work for a company called Accelerated Insurance Group. We started this 6 to 7 years ago, and we are a broker. So as we always talk about, just like in your business, we're not married to any company.
That's right.
Instead, we take the information and go out there and compare it with other companies and see if we can provide people with a little bit better rate than maybe what they have, or maybe there's coverages that are missing that they need to be aware of.
Yeah. As a broker, you chose that intentionally. Why do you think being a broker is better than being for a company?
Because I'm not told what it is I have to sell.
That's right.
I don't have quotas. There's not someone above me saying, hey, this is a better fit for your customers. You know, I get to determine that. And the disadvantages of being a broker is when you start out, there's not necessarily, all the fringe benefits.
Of the name.
The name and so forth. So you really go out and create your own brand. I mean, our companies are well-known, Travelers, AIG, MetLife, Liberty Mutual, Safeco, et cetera.
Yes.
So, a lot of well-branded companies, and we just get to represent all of them. And like I said, who we really represent is the consumer. That's who we really look at. And just like you were saying, when it gets to mortgages, I mean, if someone brings information over, maybe where they are is a better fit than what we can offer, and we will address that. I mean, it's not something that fits everyone. But again, I just think having good conversation, building relationships, someone they can trust, and that's what's most important. And I kind of have to laugh because you and I, with our gray hair as you get older, educating and building relationships become very important.
No, wait a minute.
Oh,
wait a second.
You're the youngster.
No, but just hold it. Hold on one second here. I'm really jealous. You both have full heads of hair.
Yes.
I mean, this is just not fair. Oh, I'm supposed to feel sorry for your gray hair. Not so much.
Well, you know the reason you don't have a full head.
Why?
You keep wearing hats. If you didn't wear the hats, you wouldn't have this problem. You keep rubbing it off.
I don't believe that.
You don't? It's a scientific fact.
Is it?
Ask John Rush. He'll tell you it's a scientific fact.
Oh, I'll ask him today.
You ask him today, so I'll make sure you tell
him. But they have medication for it, too, I'm sure.
So, Greg, I've got a question for you, though. So you're an independent broker.
Correct.
So, well, wouldn't it be cheaper for me just to go to one of those companies, on my own and not have to pay you? It'll kind of cut you out of the middle?
Well, we run into, there's obviously companies out there that you can call a call center and have that conversation with someone. But I think when it gets into your insurance, because you're trying to protect something, whether it's an asset, a vehicle, or I guess a vehicle would be considered an asset, maybe. But I just think it's really important that it's not someone that's just selling you a product. I mean, you can buy a product anywhere, but what are you buying? And most often than not, people figure out what they're buying at the time of need. And they go, oh, I didn't realize that I'm a little short there. And so you're trying to, another wise phrase here, Dan. I remember someone telling me one time, they said, whenever you try to save 100, it costs you 200. And that can be very true.
Yeah, when you're buying it,
absolutely.
You're buying insurance. It's not just who's got the lowest price. What's the coverage? And we're going to get into some of that stuff today. But one of the things I like about Greg and his company, on your anniversary date, he looks to see if he can better it with different companies he has, giving you the same coverage or more, save you money. He then calls you up, said, if you're interested in changing, this is what it does, and it goes down.
Yeah, and I'm
people that work for like, you know, the big companies,
yeah,
they only got so many things in the bucket that they can offer. He has such a wide variety, all of a sudden he'll be able to find somebody that's cheaper and give you the same kind of coverage.
Yeah, that adds tremendous value.
Well, when you represent one company, you have one solution, unless it's going to get into, you know, raising deductibles or taking something away. And what we like to do is just to go out and compare that, you know, with other companies. For example, in Colorado, what we're seeing a lot right now in the homeowners insurance is deductibles. With all the wind and or hail, I should say, with all the loss the insurance companies have had, there's fewer and fewer companies out there that are actually offering a $1,000 deductible. Most of them have moved to percentage deductibles off of whatever your dwelling coverage might be. So, for an example, if you've got a 1% deductible and you got a $300,000 dwelling coverage, you know, you're looking at $3,000 on a hail claim. And so if you're trying to save $100 and I can offer you a $1,000 deductible on that, and just looking around the amount of hail we had, all of a sudden there's a $2,000 savings. So, you know, again, these are, but, you know, insurance, you know, there's a certain amount of risk that you have to take. I mean, if you're trying to cover everything, and obviously the premium can get astronomical. So, you know, what risk are you willing to accept, and what risk do you want to transfer to the insurance company?
Yeah, and for me personally, I just like to save on the brain damage. So I like to deal with somebody like you, somebody like Kurt. I just go in, you know, like Kurt, you guys kind of like the same thing, but your insurance, Kurt's mortgages. You just go in, Kurt, here's my deal.
Here's
what I've
need.
Got. This is what I need or what I'd like. And then you guys take it from there. You know, it's not like I'm trying to go online and fill out all these forms, or I'm trying to, you know, call up all these different companies and having to re-explain myself 10,000 times, which I don't have the time nor the patience for. That's where you guys come in.
Well, the hard thing about insurance that I've always found is when I call up, for example, on homeowners insurance, what's my coverage? What's my deductible? And when I sit down and say, okay, I want to match that up with somebody else's, they're never the same, because there's so many little things that come into play in the insurance. You know, is it 1%? Is it not? Does it get explained to me that way? There's fees that can be charged, or things that may not be covered with this policy that are standard with this policy. Without knowing the jargon or how the whole policy works, that's why having somebody that has a vested interest in not just earning your business now, but in keeping you as a customer for life. And that's the difference between that person you pick up and call on the phone versus that person you get to meet face-to-face.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, somebody at a call center is not worried about you being a customer for life. They just need to make the sale, get it going, get it done.
I always feel like that, you know, people say, well, are you worried about, you know, the call centers taking over? And I'm not. Absolutely not. In fact, I think it actually provides pretty good advertisement for what we do. And because once they get stung on that, they begin to realize, you know what, it becomes really important that I call someone that'll pick up the phone and have conversation.
Yep. Okay, so when we get back from the break, Kurt,
okay,
I want to ask this question.
Okay, you kid.
We've got a candidate out there talking about free health care for everybody.
I knew you'd like that.
I want to ask this one. So, okay, so let's do this. We've got Greg Lackey with... Who are you with, Greg?
Accelerated Insurance Group.
That's just right here on your card. Accelerated Insurance Group. And, of course, this is Your Money Matters, brought to you by Kurt Rogers and Affordable Interest Mortgage. Get a hold of Kurt, 720-895-0500. Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available
at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Now, many times you hear your radio host like me say something like, "Let me tell you about my friends at..." Then we'll talk about a sponsor that we truly believe in and endorse. Well, in this case, let me tell you about a company that really is part of my family, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. For over 13 years, we have trusted our furry family members to this wonderful staff. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life, and their goal is to help you keep your pets happy and healthy throughout their life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. We love the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center boarding lodge, and your pet will too. Your pet will receive one-on-one care and attention throughout their stay. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Check them out. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. 303-708-8050. 303-708-8050. Or check them out online at lonetreevet.com.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
All righty, welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley. This is a Tuesday edition, Your Money Matters, with Kurt Rogers of Affordable Interest Mortgage. And, of course, you can find Kurt online by going to aimortgage.net or you give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. And we're talking insurance with Greg Lackey from Accelerated Insurance Group. All right, guys, here's my question. You ready? or my comment slash question. Now, I know this isn't Rush to Reason, so I'm not going to get into all the name calling, which I would rant for 20 minutes. However, there's a particular person running for governor in this state that feels that we can have free health care for all. So, Greg, sounds like a great deal, man. Sign me up. I want free health care.
I was going to say, what's wrong with the word free?
Nothing. I'm all in. Just, you know, where do I sign?
You seem skeptical, Dan.
And second of all, I want to thank you and Kurt for paying for it because it's free. And Charlie will throw in some money, too.
It's free for some, free. Not free for all.
Right? I want it free for me. You know, that's what they should really be calling it. You know, the free for me health care.
That's right.
It's actually Medicare for all.
Oh, great. Another government program. Oh, fantastic. You know, the government handles everything so well. I can only imagine once they finally get control of all of our health care, how well that's going to run.
Well, just look what they've done lately for the last few years with what they came up with. How well has that worked for us?
So, Greg, let's say that this all goes through. Let's say that all of a sudden Colorado has single-payer health care. Is it even sustainable? Can it survive? And what's going to happen?
Couple things. Number one, I love how it's gone from, you know, two or three years ago, or even a little bit longer than that, from a universal healthcare system to Medicare for all. So let's just take a look at the wording on how that's changed and why. Because most people that have Medicare or look towards those days of getting Medicare, that's a positive to them. Okay?
Okay.
All right? So changing the language from a universal system to Medicare for all leads seniors to think their Medicare is not going away. Ah. It's Medicare for everyone now. But you got to peel the onion back a little bit. One of the challenges with Medicare right now is providers in reimbursement. I have a good friend who was looking at back surgery. He had two doctors who were recommended. One would take Medicare, one would not. So obviously he was left with just one choice. Was that the choice he wanted or the choice that was being made for him because of insurance? So you start to lose a little bit of your leverage as a consumer. And those decisions aren't going to be made by you, but they're going to be made by someone else. So I thought it was very clever for our friends on the left to rename that as Medicare for All. Because the one thing they didn't want to do was put fear into people 65 and older. Because who votes more often?
Huge voting block. About it, you know, and I had not thought of this, and you are absolutely spot on.
Yeah.
Once again, we're taking the same old thing, painting it a different color, and calling it something that's comfortable, something that people are used to.
It resonates.
It does.
As a positive.
It does.
You know, why wouldn't you want Medicare for All? My mom and dad have Medicare. It's doing this. It's doing that. Okay, great.
Not only that, but you're absolutely right. You know, when you were talking, you know, about universal health care, people on Medicare are going, crap, we're going to lose our coverage.
We're going to lose our Medicare.
Yeah, we're going to lose our Medicare.
Right.
But now they're thinking, oh, Medicare for All? I got nothing to worry about.
Right.
And you're right. They're the largest voting bloc out there.
Those are the people that will show up, and they'll have a statement. But when you start saying, okay, your Medicare is going away, and this is a universal system, and here are some of the challenges, then it becomes a whole different story. And that's where our friends on the right don't seem to have a very good message. And they don't do a very good job of explaining. You know, again, I get back to a year ago in this state, we put a universal system on the ballot.
Yep.
If you recall.
Yes.
But it was a single issue. Just
universal.
Universal.
Single payer.
And it got voted down, what, 80 to 20?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, even Governor Hickenlooper said no. Okay? And he realizes. I mean, he's a, you know, I've always thought, you know, he's a good business guy. And he's asking the same question that most rational people will ask. Who pays for it?
Yeah. It's not free.
Where's the money going to come from? And again, these are some of the discussions that need to be had. I mean, just saying, go out and say,
yeah, but if you can camouflage universal health care under Medicare, and you can make everybody think they're just going to get Medicare for everybody,
right?
Even though that's not possible,
right?
There's just not enough resources out there. But you make them think that's what they're going to get. What a great deception!
Oh,
what a great
trick!
What a great way to make people comfortable in voting the way you want them to.
One of the things I think about if they're going to go to Medicare for All. And you talk about it to where some people will take it, some people won't. Well, now all of a sudden the doctor doesn't have a choice because everybody's in this state has got free Medicare. So what if, and now if that's the case, who's controlling what the doctors are getting paid? Maybe doctors are getting paid too much. I'm not into that argument. What I'm saying is now the doctor has to take it if he wants to make any money, and they're going to tell him what he makes. What do you think you're going to get?
Well, I'll tell you what, you're not going to have any good doctors left in this state.
No.
Yeah, if there's states, you know, elsewhere where that doctor can go practice and, you know, make the money or make, you know, whatever he wants to do, I mean, obviously that's an option for him.
Well, so, you know, it's not just the money. A lot of the doctors don't like all the red tape that goes along with it.
And that was where I was, the red tape, and as it goes along, now all of a sudden, who's controlling it if there's not enough money in the bucket to pay for Medicare for All, so they're going to start cutting prices. Who suffers? The people that are taking care of us that are doing it. So it's now becoming anti-productive for us.
Yes, because you're making a great point. Healthcare is rationed no matter what you do.
Correct.
It's going to be rationed. There's only so much of it out there.
Right.
And so if you start saying, you know, doctors have to charge X, that just means fewer and fewer people are going to have access to that health.
And the lines are going to get longer and longer.
Absolutely.
And now the care
forever.
To be done is, okay, maybe it's selective. And it can just go on and on as to what it creates. And we haven't got to the money part.
I mean, right now you can get like hip and knee replacements almost instantly. I mean, you can sign up, you know, a couple months later, you're all done, right? Well, what happens when that now starts taking a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, because you're in line?
Way back, I had a career in athletics. And I remember having a player come from overseas, and they needed to get an ACL done. And they were on a wait list. Well, the first thing we did when we got him here, because we needed that person to be able
playing.
To play,
sure.
was we went and got the ACL taken care of.
Yeah.
And again, what you get into is, you know, prioritizing what someone determines to be important.
Right.
Okay, right now our healthcare system is, if it's important to you, there's someone out there that has a solution. You lose... Again, you as the consumer, you lose choice. You lose
shopping. Yeah, it's gone.
I'll give you a situation here. It just happened recently. My father was in the hospital for 7 days, and in a little small community in Kansas, and they have a nice community hospital there. And one of the gentlemen came by to see him, and it's a good friend of our family. And he sits on the board there at that community hospital. And they're trying to figure out how to keep the doors open. Because with the expansion of Medicaid, now in Kansas they haven't expanded Medicaid. But with the increased growth of Medicaid and an aging population of Medicare, the reimbursement for that community hospital to stay open becomes a real challenge. So they're looking for ideas outside the box, you know, joint replacement being an example, you know, if they could become a regional center. But those small communities out there each want to have a community hospital. But because the population is becoming less, it's becoming harder for those community hospitals to stay in business. So, again, you get back to my mom and dad. My mom suffers from dementia. My dad's the caretaker. He's in the hospital. Because that community hospital is located in their town, we were able to keep everyone where they want to be. My mom at home, mm-hmm. my dad right there at the hospital a few blocks away, and keep going. Take away that hospital and see what happens.
Yeah, they have to move.
They have to move.
Yep.
And you go through this country. I mean, there's life outside the city, people. It really is. It's a pretty good life.
Yeah, it is. No question.
But now you're telling people that, you know what, we think we got better ideas for you.
Well, that's like, okay, Hillary won by the popular vote. Trump won by the Electoral College. So we're saying that New York and California and Washington and Portland can tell us who our president's going to be by the number of people. The big cities are trying to take over the small cities and say, well, you got to come to us. We don't need you anymore. And that's not what this country was founded on. So it's counterproductive to having that freedom to live where you want to live and still be taken care of.
My dad always had a saying, and, you know, some people can argue with it, whatever, but he always used to say, you know, he goes, I really don't care what others do. He goes, that's their decision, and they should be allowed to make it. He goes, just don't ask me to pay for it.
If you want to smoke,
yeah.
You pay for it.
You pay for it. It's your decision. That's the country we live in. But now all of a sudden we want to tell people what's good for them, what you should eat, what you should do, because we think we can control an outcome. And if there's no personal accountability, no personal responsibility, you can't control outcome. How are you going to do that? But instead what we do is we sacrifice everyone else.
Yeah, and to control the outcome, you have to control every aspect of their life. And there's
and healthcare is the biggie.
Yeah, and there's a certain political party and system out there that really wants to do that.
Yeah, we've turned this.
That's their whole objective and main goal. Okay, so our guest here is Greg Lackey. He's with Accelerated Insurance Group, and 720-330-0543 is the number. And this is Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. And Kurt, his number is 720-895-0500. Damn, you are in for Scott Whatley. We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880. 3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it, but that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works and before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford, and the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Still wondering if a reverse mortgage may be helpful to you? Steve Hurley here with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. Let's schedule some time. Your home or my office, the choice is yours, and let's get those questions answered. I understand that this type of mortgage isn't for everyone. You will never know for sure until you get those questions answered. Take aim at 720-895-0500. Ask for me, Steve Hurley, NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Okay, welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Damn, you are in for Scott Whatley. Along with me is Kurt Rogers with Affordable Interest Mortgage. And you can get a hold of us at Kurt at 720-895-0500. And our guest is Greg Lackey from Accelerated Insurance Group. And we're talking about the possibility of, I don't know, it used to be called universal health care, but now they're calling it Medicare for all. Which, I, you know, as we're talking here, guys, I don't see how it works. But let's get into that. Let's get into the cost.
They want to talk about it being free.
Yep. Nothing is free.
Okay, nothing's free. That's always a nice thing. People that really haven't paid for things, they love the stuff that's free. And are there any states, and we've talked about this in the past, are there any states that have currently done this or tried to do it and it didn't work?
Well, I think the state of Massachusetts actually tried to go down a health care
single payer
trail. And obviously ran into problems quickly with, you know, cost, and so it was abandoned, you know. And again, we've talked so often, in particular on this show, what everyone's arguing over right now, whether it's, you know, in our governor race here in Colorado, or, you know, you see senators that have been elected with the Bernie Sanders theme, is we're talking about insurance. And what people have to understand is there's a big difference between insurance and care. And I say this all the time. Insurance just pays for the care, but it will also determine what type of care is available to you. And that's the piece that people need to be really, really concerned with. You know, I saw in the paper this morning where one of the candidates was referring to, you know, buying drugs out of Canada. Okay, and I was thinking about that. Well, that's interesting, you know. But then you think about it. Okay, so there's a manufacturer who sells into Canada, then Canada remarkets those drugs into the U.S. I would like to hear more on exactly how all that works from a liability standpoint to, you know, if something goes wrong, who accepts?
Where do you go?
Where do you go there?
Yeah.
You know, and again, all these ideas sound so great because, you know, most often than not, a lot of us don't use our health insurance. We're blessed, you know, we've won the gene pool, you might say, and we just kind of move along, you know, routine stuff. But the reality of it is we really don't know what goes on with care. You know, you made a comment earlier about, you know, how much doctors make and so forth. Well, I know this. If I'm laying on that table, I don't care what he makes.
Yeah, I don't care.
I really don't care.
I want the health care.
I want the care.
And not the insurance. If there's a CPA or somebody managing my money about my care, I don't want that.
One of the things that, you know, that we currently enjoy in the U.S. and it's not talked about is we have a lot of different choices, you know, especially when hospitals buy product. You know, there might be someone out here that has a better idea than another, but that hospital can make that decision if they want to go pay for that product.
Right.
You get into a one-payer system or Medicare for all, there will be less vendors because it will get down to maybe only having two inhalers available. And guess what those inhalers will, that decision will be made on?
Somebody over here.
Or cost.
Yes, or cost. Correct.
Or cost. So how do we make that product cheaper?
One of the things I think that I've seen, and we've talked about this in the past, over the last 6 months to a year, Obamacare is kind of like just gone by the wayside and nobody is really talking about it. It hasn't gotten better. It still is outrageously priced. And it's still costing so much money that some people can't afford it. But we are starting to see other things start to develop, i.e., for example, there's companies like MediShare, and there's states that are putting these groups together that kind of work like MediShare, and they don't call it insurance, but it kind of works. Kind of explain what you see that market going to.
Well, first of all, I think, you know, coming up here, you know, we're being told that insurance rates in this state are, you know, on the individual market are going to go up a few percentage points. And then also in the group market, too. You know, it's going to hold pretty close to the same. And everyone tries to politicize that. And in my opinion, what's happened is that, you know, the Affordable Care Act's been around now for 6 years.
Yep.
And it's given the bean counters and insurance companies long enough time now to determine what they need to price their product. Whereas before they didn't know. I mean, there was no history. And so what happened was, price just shot up. I mean, premiums went crazy. Well, now insurance companies are kind of getting to where, okay, you know, we kind of know where our risk pool is here and what we need to charge and so forth. But what we've done is we've taken a market that was once affordable, and now we've made it kind of unattainable for a lot of people, and especially in the individual market. You know, in the group market, I mean, people get their benefit through their work, and they really don't understand, you know, how much that benefit's costing. I kind of have to laugh a little bit when I see, people complaining about wages not going up. Well, a lot of that's being eaten up by
your,
the cost
your
of
insurance,
benefits.
The insurance they're paying for.
But yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, insurance rates are so high for medical that I'm thinking it's starting to price out upper middle class people to where they're looking at going, I can't afford that premium.
Well, a lot of our policies is getting rid of the middle class.
Yeah.
I mean, you're either, you know, that's what is frightening to me is our middle class is being lost.
Well, they're already out.
And I always hear about how we're trying to take care of the middle class, and that's not the case.
You are from the government's point of view, because now there's this big subsidy. The middle class can go in there, and it's, you know, it's affordable if you don't mind the subsidy. You know, but if you don't want to be a ward of the state, if you don't want to listen and abide by all their rules, you know, it's not affordable. If you want to go in there and just pay for your health insurance, especially with those deductibles,
right?
It'll break the bank.
The other thing that the Affordable Care Act has done is it has narrowed networks. It's really, you know, networks.
Competition.
Networks have gotten really, really small. You know, you see it here. You know, like again, Bright Health is an individual plan here in Colorado. They're contracted with all the Centura facilities. Obviously, we're aware of Kaiser. You know, and if you have a Kaiser plan, you go to all the Kaiser facilities. Well, go look at that footprint right there along the Front Range. When you take away all the Centura facilities and all the Kaiser facilities, you know, that's a pretty large footprint.
Right.
But you have to have your policy determines, you know, where you're going. Whereas before the ACA, with the exception of Kaiser, you know, you had a pretty good choice of where you wanted to go. And now that is gone. I mean, it's totally gone. United Healthcare is coming out with a group plan this year where it's going to be at a pretty good price point, but again, they're contracting with all the Centura facilities. So that'll be interesting to see how that goes. But Kurt, back to your point, what's happened in the market is the market's been it's been long enough now, and there's been a relaxed attitude with the regulation.
Right.
Short-term healthcare plan, something that the president has talked about. Now, it's up to the states to determine whether or not they want to go down that road. Okay.
But we're
seeing more of it. And we're, you know, I know MediShare is something that's
MediShare.
Dear to your heart, and rightfully so. We're starting to see other companies and other ideas get involved. My fear, though, will be that they're going to peel off the healthy people is what's going to happen. And the ACA is going to get left with the high-risk pool is where it's going to go. And I see, you know, again, one of our governors or running for governor talk about, well, we're not going to move to a Medicare for all right away. We're going to slowly look at some other ways. And those other ways, in my opinion, is the same thing the Affordable Care Act started, and that was they knew they couldn't go to a universal health care system back in 2012.
Right.
But they knew if they caused price to go completely through the roof, that
more people would want to do it.
They would just cry uncle.
Yeah.
You got to do something.
I can't afford it.
So this becomes the next step.
And the companies like MediShare, one of the nice things about that is you mentioned it, that the healthy people will go to companies like this. One of the reasons for that is, and I've learned this with you, is I shop now. If I'm paying the money, if my deductible is high, it's actually a good thing for me, because now I'm going to pay attention when I go buy that drug. I'm going to pay attention to what the cost is of this therapy I might need or this operation I might need, make sure that the doctor fits. And I get to choose my doctor. For the first time in 30 years, I got a guy I really like, and he does both MediShare and Medicare. I'm in.
Yeah, MediShare is a PPO network.
Yeah.
It's one of the few, if only, the only one left standing in the individual market.
I'm glad you showed that to me, because it's cut my bill by more than 70%, and it's just wonderful for me. I love it.
Well, I mean, again, you get back to MediShare and what they're doing, and again, you can't call it insurance. I mean, that's one of the things that the language is different with MediShare, but the reality of it is there nothing more than what was done prior to the ACA?
Yeah.
I mean, they're evaluating risk is what they're doing.
There's a group of people, and they throw in their money, and they pay for the health care.
And they're not telling you that you have to have this benefit.
That's right.
You know, that's the other thing, too, with the ACA, with 10 essential benefits. I mean, you just tacked on cost is what you did.
Yeah, that everybody
And maybe
for.
9 out of 10 consumers, they look at that benefit and go, well, I don't want to buy that.
That's
well,
like buying a car, and every car has a sunroof and alloy wheels and a CD player.
Yep.
I want that.
Well, Kurt, I'll tell you what, you're making a great argument for free market health care. Because that's the closest thing to it right there is that MediShare.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
But it's reasonable. I mean, I'm paying $360 a month.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
It's wonderful.
Free market healthcare.
And I get to pick my doctor.
Oh, imagine that. I can't. Okay, so you're tuned into Haystack Help Radio. Your money matters with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And you can always get a hold of Kurt at 720-895-0500. And our guest is Greg Lackey with Accelerated Insurance Group. And you can give Greg's call at the office. Give Greg a call at the office, 720-330-0543. Damn, you are in for Scott Whatley. We'll be right back.
Do not try to navigate the maze of Medicare on your own, because confusion can be costly. Group insurance analysts will lay out your options in a clear, thorough manner so you don't make a mistake. Unless you do your research, you could get stuck with a Medicare plan that doesn't work for you. As independent brokers, group insurance analysts will do the research for you so you get the best possible premiums. They'll check the networks so you keep your current doctor, and they'll find a prescription drug plan that provides the most coverage for your medications. You won't get this kind of personalized expert advice anywhere else. Furthermore, Group Insurance Analysts provides Medicare recommendations at no cost to you, the customer. Call today so that Group Insurance Analysts may put together an easy-to-understand report tailored to fit your needs in retirement. 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600, or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
All righty, Haystack Help Radio, Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley. This is Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We're talking with Greg Lackey from Accelerated Insurance Group, and we're talking insurance. And are we done with the healthcare thing? Because it's just,
it's
I'm
draining.
Not going to have any hair left.
Yeah,
none. Zero,
take off
zero,
the hat. Yeah, you don't have a lot
I don't.
Hair.
There's not much left. But you know why there's a good reason to wear a hat? Because of hail. And Colorado gets a lot of hail. And hail damages things.
Yeah,
and if you're not properly covered, you can have big issues on your car, your home,
should
whatever.
Should be in your home when it,
when
or
hails.
A building.
Yeah.
And it won't hit you on the head. Okay, brings up the question I wanted to ask him next. Thanks very much for that lead-in. That was really good. With all the hailstorms that we've had and the fires that we've had, there's a lot of cost to that. What do you think is going to happen to rates in Colorado because of that?
Oh, rates, I mean, I think people are already experiencing. I mean, they continue to go up, And weather, obviously, you know, is playing a little bit of a factor, but there's other, you know, especially on the auto side, there's other contributing variables too. You know, I mean, again, drive down 25 and
all the people that we have,
all the people,
the accidents,
the infrastructure
that are happening
in Colorado. I mean, it's a real challenge. The biggest thing that the insurance industry fights too is distracted drivers. You know, and how do you, as a company, you know, how do you, you know, try to get people to pay a little bit more attention? One of the things we're seeing is, you know, the devices that it can either be plugged into your car now.
I was going to ask you about that.
Apps on your phone, and again, you know, they're offering discounts if people will, accept their conditions on that. And I've actually seen some really nice discounts with people that have applied those programs, you know, through their insurance.
It seems to me if you go out and look at a car, I don't know if you've gone out looking at a car lately, all the stuff that they have in a car nowadays it does everything. It's got pictures that, you know, okay, you're getting close here, you're getting out of your lane, and this buzzer's going on, and that. I mean, there's a lot of distraction besides all the people that are driving on the road. Now you add the phone to that, and they're not trying to seem to get away from some of that to where you can stay focused on the road. I'm curious as why I'm not fond of government, but why don't you say when your phone's in your car, it doesn't work. Shut it off automatically.
Because, Kurt, I would be out of business.
You would be.
Yeah, I would be.
Well, you can get a pager, not a phone.
You can't do Uber and Lyft with a pager. You got to have a phone.
No, at least you can know you get a phone. I understand, but think about that. If this is causing all the accidents, if your phone is, and it's the distractions,
but
forget all the cup holders you got and the places to put your sandwiches while you're eating. That's another one. But they got to find a way.
Well, then you got to get rid of kids. There should not be a kid allowed.
Not a kid.
And then they say the leading cause still of distracted driving is daydreaming. So somehow you got to.
So the old people got
to
go away.
So somehow you got to remove the human element from driving to make driving safe.
I think the only conclusion here is there's probably not an answer.
That's why I say there's just nothing that's going to work there.
And the other thing too is, you know, you look at a distracted driver or someone who's daydreaming or someone who's just old like me. you run into someone. Because you can't go, you know, most of the time on 25, you can't get enough speed to really do much. I mean, it's just a bump.
It's that 5-mile-an-hour bump that costs $5,000.
Exactly. And why is that? You know, you look at a rear bumper 20 years ago, and it was just a bumper, okay? And that thing could be made, you know, pretty much anywhere. And
now it's
it was available
back half
everywhere.
Of the car.
Well, not only that, but there's now a video camera in that bumper.
Yep.
I mean,
sonar.
There's more. That bumper costs more. So now all of a sudden that accident in cost has gone up and reimbursement that the insurance company's making to whoever's getting their car fixed, that's gone up. And so what happens to rates?
Okay, brings me up to a question, and I don't think enough people understand what this is. Explain what an umbrella policy is, what it does, and how much it costs.
I think when examining insurance policies, you know, my biggest concern for a lot of people's liability. A car, yes, can be expensive, but you can replace a liability claim that could run into the hundreds of thousands becomes a lot tougher. You know, that's just usually not money people have laying around.
That's right.
And so what an umbrella does is it takes your underlying limits, and, you know, most insurance companies are going to be like on an auto policy, they'll go up to $500,000, some will go up to $1 million. An umbrella will extend those liability limits. And people that, you know, maybe have collected assets, you know, over the years, you know, and protecting those assets, as a good attorney friend of mine says, he says, Greg, you want us chasing the insurance policies and not you. And that's where a liability policy really becomes, you know, a good idea and a great recommendation.
So it basically takes whatever your limits are and can double them.
It can just increase them, correct. And that extends over your home, your auto,
so
maybe
that
some
one
toys.
That's why they call it an umbrella. It will
correct.
Cover everything included.
Correct.
So if my...
As long as those underlying limits on those policies below it meet the expectations of that umbrella policy.
So if I got $500,000 in my car insurance for bodily damage, I can increase that by just putting an umbrella policy, and it covers the same thing at my house.
You can extend those liability limits. So if you got $500,000 at home, you had another million, you're looking at $1.5 million. Same thing on your autos, you'd be looking at $1.5 million. The other place that I see concern in an insurance policy is, you know, property damage.
Yes.
You know, and on a liability part of it. So, you know, again, you get back to those call centers. Well, a good way to keep premium down is sell low limits.
Sure.
Okay, so, you know, minimum limits in Colorado, 25, 15, 1,000. Well, what's a new Tahoe cost nowadays?
70.
70.
Nice one.
So let's say you have 25,000 in property damage, and you're responsible for someone's $75,000 Tahoe being totaled. I think you've got a little...
Because they can still come after you.
Absolutely.
If you got the money, they can come after you. And the attorneys
sure,
will find you.
Absolutely.
Even if you don't have the money, they can come after
you. They still come back and take your
house.
Sure,
they could put a judgment on you and garnish wages at a later time.
Roughly what does an umbrella policy cover? Or not cover, but cost.
It's pennies on the dollar. I mean, again, so the cost is going to be determined by, you know, your driving record and
your
so
risk.
Forth. But, you know, you're looking at $1 million, you know, you could be anywhere between $300 and $400. Again, that's
a year.
Yeah, a year. But again,
$20-$25.
I say that, and you know, it could be $500-$600. But again, when I look at $500 or $600 for $1 million in exchange, okay. Especially, what's the average cost of a home in Colorado?
$505,000 is what they say.
Okay, so there you go. So
$500,000.
If I own a home in Colorado, and I've got a $500,000 automobile liability policy, and my home's worth $500,000 already.
I'm even. Yeah.
So anything else I own above that is at risk.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that, Greg.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. And Greg, if people want to get a hold of you, if they have insurance questions, where do they go?
Well, they can either go to our website at www.insureaig.com, www.insureaig.com, or give us a call at 303-625-9538.
And Kurt, do you have anything you need to say?
Actually, I don't need to do my disclosures,
okay,
but
good.
I need to let people know that I have used Greg several times. If you're even thinking about comparing your insurance, give him a call. You will be surprised at the type of coverage he can get you at the price that he can offer you. He's always comes through for my customers.
Alrighty, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you, Greg. Very good. Alrighty, and that's it for us. Join me and John Rush today at 3 o'clock, and keep it tuned right here to KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.